Dr. Fiona Price, welcome to SBS Hindi Radio.
Thank you, Amit.
Fiona, you must have heard about the recent deaths by drowning in Wollongong and near a beach in Adelaide, where two Indian students died separately at sea.
Yes, that was a very tragic thing to happen. And unfortunately, quite a lot of international students aren't as aware of marine safety as someone who grew up in Australia might be expected to be.
As a cross-cultural expert, trainer, working with international students, how often do you come across such tragic news?
I've actually heard quite regularly students coming to Australia from Asia, where it's not the norm for children to get swimming lessons, actually getting into trouble or even something as tragic as drowning in Australian waters.
And compared to Australian students who are trained from there, I think, from primary levels of education into beach safety and swimming instructions, do you think there is a necessity, you know, at the level of Australian government or at least universities to train international students, at least in a few workshops?
I think it would be a good idea as part of induction and orientation into Australia to just give students some ideas that if they plan to enjoy the beach and the water in Australia, just to give them some guidelines on how to do so safely would be wise.
Yeah, so if you are in Australia, survival skills are a must. Would you agree with that?
Any part of the world, survival skills are a must.
So as a cross-cultural trainer, what are the key parts or key ingredients of this survival skill in Australia?
Well, if we're talking specifically about going to the beach, there are a couple of things which are not necessarily going to be obvious to someone who's not very experienced with beach culture. One is that in Australia, the sun tends to be very, very intense. I think Australia has the highest rate of skin cancer in the world. And people have had the message in Australia for many decades that it's very important to cover up your skin, especially in the hottest hours of the day, in the most intense hours of the day, which during daylight saving is between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. So you're supposed to wear sunscreen, wear a hat, there's a slip, slop, slap campaign, and try not to sort of expose yourself to sun during those hours. Now, international students may not be conscious of those sorts of things, so they're actually putting themselves at risk by exposing their skin to the very intense Australian sun. The other one, which we've just raised briefly, is, of course, the issue of water safety. Now, in Australia, people generally are taught to swim from the age of about 5 or 6 in primary school. So it would be unusual for someone who's an Australian young adult not to know how, at least basic water safety, as in how to keep their head above water, how to swim at least enough to get themselves to safety. Whereas a lot of international students are coming from countries where it's very unusual for people to learn how to swim. So they're coming here and in wanting to enjoy the water sports in Australia, but then if anything goes amiss, they tend to drown in the water rather than be able to get themselves to safety, which they might be able to if they'd had some instruction in how to swim, what sort of hazards to be aware of.
Can you elaborate more on water safety? Because I think somewhere I have pointed out earlier in one of my segments that somehow international students, when they see Australians swimming, enjoying at the beach or doing water sports, they take it for granted that Australians have a natural tendency towards beach culture.
I don't know that it's so much a natural tendency. It's just something which has always been touted as part of our culture. So Australians sort of grow up and the beach is sort of considered a natural part of what you do in summer. You know, not everyone likes it, obviously, but a lot of Australians will go to the beach and therefore they've got an idea of how to behave at the beach, what the hazards are at the beach and so on. Now, apart from sensationalist stories about perhaps sharks, a lot of students will come to Australia with not a lot of idea about how the beach, how to behave at the beach because they don't go to the beach back at home. So they've grown up in a culture where there isn't any real understanding of the beach and how to behave there.
Talking about beach culture, you know, apart from beach safety, beach culture is an important issue in Australia. And most of the worldview of international student is formed by watching Baywatch and other Hollywoodized versions of beach culture, where they see more nudity in general. That's how you wear clothes at beach. And there is a particular way of behavior at beach as well.
One thing that is often problematic is that a lot of international students who come to Australia are coming from a much more sexually conservative kind of environment. Therefore, when they arrive in Australia, they're often shocked to see how little people are wearing, and in particular, women are wearing on the beach. And this can, if they've come from a country where a woman who's wearing a bikini in public would be seen as shameless and immoral, it's not that that's going to magically disappear when they arrive in Australia. They're likely to be shocked. They may stare. They may do things which an Australian, if they did them, would know that they were inappropriate. But, you know, in the sense they would see that, well, a woman who's so shameless, I mean, she can only have to be expected to be stared at. So there may be sort of understanding about what it's appropriate to wear. For example, if an Indian woman was, might not feel comfortable wearing bathers, the sort of swimwear Australian women might, because she would feel it was immodest, might be actually more at risk of drowning because she's going in dressed in clothing which will soak up water and weigh her down. So that potentially can also add to the safety issues, the sort of feeling of discomfort with the sort of clothing people would wear to go into the water in Australia.
You were talking about marine hazards. Can you elaborate on one or two really serious issues here?
Well, it really depends on what part of Australia you're studying in. If you're an international student studying around the north of Australia, for quite a lot of the year, there are going to be jellyfish in the water which actually have a fatal sting. In fact, to some parts of the water, certainly off the coast of South Australia and Western Australia, there have been incidences of people being taken by sharks. So there's a sort of marine creatures are often problematic. If you're further down south, perhaps, you know, Melbourne or Hobart or something, there haven't been shark attacks for a long time, but there are certainly jellyfish will actually sting you in the water, which at sometimes can happen at some times when people go to the beach. So there's those sorts of things. But perhaps more pressing than that are things like knowing how to go to a safe beach. Australians will often go just randomly to any beach, just drive up and park and walk down to the sand, which is something you can't necessarily do in a lot of other countries. But there are generally beaches during the height of the summer in Australia which are patrolled by lifeguards. And they have flags, sort of red and yellow flags up on the beach, and the lifeguards have agreed to patrol the space between those flags. So if you're an inexperienced beachgoer, it would be sensible to go to one of those beaches and swim, if you go into the water between the flags, where there are people out to watch you and save you if you come into any difficulties.
Finally, one important aspect of beach culture, I was just seeing no butts on beach. Can you elaborate on rubbish and littering?
Well, something else which is sometimes a new thing for international students is the idea of sort of public responsibility for public space. This idea that you're not supposed to leave your litter behind when you go to the beach and leave your bottles and cans and cigarette butts on the beach. Now, it's not that Australians don't do that either, but if an Australian does it, they'll know that this is actually illegal. International students may not necessarily realise how illegal this actually is and that they could potentially be arrested and fined for leaving rubbish on the beach. So there's also a matter of things like bringing dogs, which could, of course, pollute the beach if they excrete on the beach. And that's often allowed only between March and October in order to keep the beach safe for the public. Because when dogs come, they bring hazards, not just pollution, but also potentially being dangerous and biting people.
Dr. Fiona Price, thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you, Amit.